Nabil 16. All right.
Oi, oi.
How are you, Leroy?
I'm all right. I'm covered in spaghetti. How are you, Ben?
Is that an innuendo, or are you actually?
A bit of both.
Both.
I've just been doing some method acting of my own childbirth. So I'm covered in spaghetti.
What's the spaghetti? Is your mum's kidney or something?
Was it
messy birth?
It's just vaginal entrails.
It's off to a fire start. Oh, I read the funniest Vice article the other day about a guy that went on Eggheads and he got his brother to method act as Chris, the fat one that's got grey hair that goes down to his shoulders.
Yeah.
Brilliant read, but just a little method acting story there.
Nice.
I feel I need to get into method acting.
Why do you feel that?
Well, I could do a really good play about a man that lives on a farm and spends his evenings milking cows.
Tell me more about this film first. Like, there's got to be like some emotional attachment to it.
That usually people milk their cows first thing in the morning, but this guy, he milks them in the evening.
Why does he do that?
Because he's got a real bond with the cows. He's got like a little bit of a sexual thing with them, and that's why they're like, that's why they love it.
What sexual things does he do to them?
I mean, you have to watch the film. It'll be at
Cannes
next summer.
You're pitching to me. I'm the one who's going to make this happen if it's
coming. Oh, God. The phone's gone. I've got a cop out. I'm going to have to get this.
Oh, what's going on? I don't know if this is one of your little things or not.
No, can you not hear that?
But I still don't know if it's one of your little things. It's bloody Eamon Holmes on the line. Oh, hello.
That was actually the phone.
And it was...
Oh, it's the banker. Come on.
I haven't done that for a few weeks. He might make an appearance today now you said it.
who was it on the phone? That was a very quick transfer.
Well, I heard the noise of the delink, and then I heard man go, hello? And that instantly...
Sorry, what did he say?
Hello? And instantly I knew, guy probably isn't one of my mates.
He isn't one of your mates? Why? What accent was you doing there? what accent was you doing there, Ben?
Just his standard skills. We're off to a bad start today.
We're not. This is good. I'm loving it. What accent was you doing? Sorry. I think the line broke up a little bit then.
A man from Asia.
Oh, Asia. And obviously, he doesn't sound like one of your mates. Because you're a racist.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
At least we got it out there.
On the note of how I've been, because we got massively distracted by that, I've been well.
Good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
My dad's now off home with me as well, and we've had the fence guys in this week. I mean, that's not like the male equivalent of having the decorators in. We actually had guys doing the fence.
Is your dad one of those guys that stands around them just going, well, you're not quite... sorry, I'm trying to do the accent that you do when you do your dad's voice.
Benedict. Yes, well, I don't think you should do it like that. Slightly move the post over to the left a bit and then maybe hammer it in, yes.
You're close with that. So he doesn't stand and watch over them, but
does he go at like the top window or something?
He waits till they're done, or if they go off to get more supplies, he instantly runs over to check what they've been doing.
Oh no, they've not done it right.
And then when they've gone,
there's concrete and wood everywhere.
So they got the post. To be fair, they did fuck up the post a little bit yesterday. Oh. My dad wasn't best pleased when they left at 4 p.m. and he had to redo the post.
Benedict, but... they've missed a post! I can't believe it!
Did he get on his knees to do that bit and put his arms in the air? You know, like Platoon.
I can't believe it!
He told me to lie on the ground and then he lifted my head up with one hand and then put the other arm under my back and then said, why? And I was like, well, I'm okay. Why are you holding me? It's the fence that you need to hold.
I've paid them good money!
Well, yeah, that was another issue. So I arranged this while my parents were in Canada. And there was an old man on the phone.
No, it's pronounced Canada. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, sorry, Lee. And there was an old man on the phone, and he's the father of the business. Turns out he's in his 70s, and he's not very with it anymore. I didn't know this when I first phoned, because he went... He asked me for the address, and I was reading out the postcode. What
accent did he have? Sorry, I'm
just... A very Cheltenham accent, like a very Gloucester, like... Okay. Right, I'm going to be coming doing your fence, so can you give
I'll
me
send
your
the
postcode? Yeah.
What
it's like,
colour paint do you want on that fence of yours?
It's a bit like if you've seen Doc Martin, but a bit more north version of that.
Yeah.
All right, Doc Martin. And so that was a bit real thing. And then he turned up last week and he had a jumper that was barely... Like, it was barely a jumper because it was so worn out. It was just like a bit of wool around him.
It was a vest.
And then
a scarf.
yeah, also known as a scarf. And he turned up and he limped kind of through the house. He was very old. And then he was just like, yeah, I can do this. I can do this for about 300 and it will last you 20 years. And then his son phoned up on Saturday and said, can I come round and just check? Because I think 300 is quite low. And he was right, it was quite low. The guy charged another £1,000 on that.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, he got his estimate quite wrong.
Quite wrong, yeah, he's not a very good estimator.
He doesn't work in the city in banking.
He doesn't
to be
thing?
Said. He doesn't work in the bank in the city in the banking.
Ah. Yeah, well, if you're limping around with a scarf around your topless torso, you're not going to be in the best of states, are you?
No, I don't think you are. That's my fence story. Oh, and I've been picking pears. Do you like pears?
Yeah, I like pears.
Well, if you want some, come round.
Well, surely pears are finished. I'm sure they're like an earlier fruit in the year.
I mean, they kind of are, but kind of aren't. We're still getting them. These are mainly cooking pears, so...
Cooking pears? What, are you going to cook with them? Nice crumble, are you? Nice crumble.
I think my dad is, but as no one else in the family really likes pears...
Oh, Benedict, come in. Try this pear crumble. It's
or maybe
fresh.
A pear strudel.
Would you like custard or cream?
I'll have milk. He did actually have milk with rhubarb last night because he didn't have any cream. And it was a bit... It looked gross.
Oh, that's what unemployment does to you.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Apparently he spent the whole of last week going around the supermarket. He chose to be unemployed, by the way. And he went around the supermarket going to my mum. Oh, you do know I'm unemployed. You can't be buying that anymore. And to which my mum was like, please just shut the fuck up.
Have you started... was it a hot tub you was going to make in the garden?
Yeah, so we got the conservatory to do first. And then, yeah, we're still very strong on the idea of doing that.
Oh, good.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, you should get the fence people around to help you.
No, we quite want to do it.
Benedict, they've got it wrong again.
It's leaking everywhere.
Hot tub, it's more of a hot puddle.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Mm. Nice. Well, I made the best meal that's ever been made in this house.
How old is your house?
Old enough.
Old enough to know better.
Fair play. I don't know how old my house is. What a weird question.
Do you not know?
I don't fucking
know. Even roughly.
I don't fucking know.
I think mine's 1930s.
Alright, so, well, yeah, but you're southern, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean...
You didn't properly get bombed, did you? Not like round here.
What? Neanderthals didn't move north until... until the 70s. Houses weren't built in the north. You still lived in mud huts till the 70s.
I meant World War II.
Yeah, I know World War II. My gran's house got bombed, but...
Paul McCartney! Paul O'Grady's on the telly.
Oh, what channel?
Challenge. He's only on an advert. It's about Battersea Dogs and Cat Home.
We love that show. Big fans.
It's not a show. It's a fucking charity.
Yeah, but he does a show about it as well. Paul O'Grady for the Love of Dogs. BAFTA award winning.
Yeah.
NTA award winning.
But it's not about Battersea's Dogs Home.
Yeah, it is. It's about, at the power, it's near the power plant in Battersea.
I thought it was about all dogs.
No, it's just about that one place.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
So, what meal was this?
I just had the remains of it then.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, like a cheese, bacon and chicken spaghetti, and I made it all from scratch. Put cream in it, basil, garlic, parmesan, tomatoes, spinach.
It's basil. Not joking, it's basil.
Good joke.
Boom boom. Basil brush.
Oh, nice. Won it back. And it was amazing. That's what I just wanted to say, that I've made, I'm a chef now.
You're a chef?
Yeah.
Sous?
Pardon?
Sous?
Pardon?
Sous chef?
Pardon?
Sous chef?
Pardon?
Stop it.
But yeah, so I've had a nice time. That's all I'm saying.
We haven't spoken for over a week. What else have you been up to?
I've started rewatching The Walking Dead. Oh yeah, I've done all sorts.
Watching The Walking Dead?
I've started rewatching. So I was a huge, huge fan of it. I'd read all the comics and the first side book, not the others, the one about the governor. And, I stopped watching it at the one... So I stopped reading the comics when Glenn died.
Yeah.
So when he got his head bashed in with the thing, so it's just caught it up. Well...
Yeah.
And I stopped watching it halfway through the season he got his head bashed in. So...
Last season, isn't it?
Yeah. So you know the bit where him and the other bloke fell off the roof? And then the zombies was ripping him to pieces.
Oh, yeah. I got to the end of that season when they all were lined up and one of them was about to get their heads bashed in. I gave up. I couldn't be arsed.
Oh, it's Glenn that gets his head bashed in.
Oh, and Abraham. Yeah, I know he does, but I didn't want to watch it.
Abraham does?
Yeah, it's both of them.
I was joking. Shut up. Well, he didn't get his head bashed in the comics. He didn't get his head bashed in. Abraham didn't, but he died in the same episode, so... that's good enough. I fell out with it, but I think I'm on board again now. I had my first curry on the Curry Mile.
Have you not done that before?
I've not.
Enjoyed it or?
Oh yeah,
yay
yeah,
or
yeah.
Nay?
Yeah. The only thing is, it's right on the edge of. Well, it's sort of in Fallowfield, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically Fallowfield.
So,
yeah.
So it was the second week of Manchester Freshers.
Oh yeah, they're all there, aren't they?
So they're all there, and it Manchester students, they're a different breed to most people. Like, it really made me appreciate Salford, because the bulk of them are arseholes. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, whenever I met, because I had a lot of people from my school go to there. Whenever I met their friends, I was a bit like, oh god.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're very animal-like.
animal like.
Yeah, I saw, like, I've never seen it in on this scale before, about 30 people dressed like they've got your accent. all like Jack Whitehall in Fresh Meat. And yeah, they're almost all in beige chinos.
Are they not in brightly coloured chinos?
No, no. All, the odd one or two was, but the bulk was beige. And then, like, a blue shirt tucked in. And then half of them had jumper over the shoulders.
And oh, they must have been playing up to it then.
No, I don't, I'm very sure there wasn't.
That must have been an ironic, oh, I'm going to look as much of an idiot as possible.
No, no, because they had the voice. And I'm very sure there wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're all like that, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, so...
Oh, no way.
So
oh, really?
Since Daddy's Island flooded over the other week, I've been eating Shreddies every morning.
I mean, I'd rather have a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
Ha, ha, ha. Top band, Roy.
Get on the banter going? Machine. You're so funny, you should go to Bantanamo Bay. Am I right, Quentin?
Uh-huh. Hey, 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 hey. Yes, you. You're fit. Did you hear what I just said, lads, to that lady? Toad's having her later.
As Keith Lemon once said, I'd bang her doors in.
Taking her to Smash Potato Town.
Oh, I want to motorboat her. Yeah, she reminds me of a funny time. There was a girl that was quite, how shall I say, plump and not very attractive at our school.
Oh, okay.
And one of the boys got
motorboat her. Sorry, what?
Yeah, one of the boys got dared to motorboat her, so he ran over and fully motorboated her over uniform, but during the school day in the dining room. Very mean. But then we got a big stern talking to and we got told, there will be no motorboating at Cheltenham. We do not motorboat here.
However, if you do have a yacht...
Motorboating is exclusively for Saint-Tropez.
Did they call it motorboating as well?
Yeah, that's why he called it. He said, you will not grab a woman's breast, put your head between, and shake. That is not suitable.
Amazing.
Oh, and then another boy did, I think it was the same kid actually, did debag. He debagged someone. It's like, debagging, pulling someone's trousers down is not an acceptable behaviour.
I've never heard it called D-bag before.
What do you call it?
Kegging.
Oh, wow. This is the culture divide right here.
Yeah, it is. It's like cobs and bread rolls.
Yeah, I've never got the cob thing. I only heard that like last year.
There's only a small section of the Midlands that call it a cob. And that covers me.
Okay. All right, the Midlands.
Yeah, there's like it's like the borders halfway through Birmingham for the Cobb region. So it's like
the Cobb region.
Yeah, like it covers Chesterfield. I'd say half of Nottingham, and it goes all the way through like Warsaw and Black Country, and then cuts off probably just before Birmingham actually starts.
Okay.
There you go. That's the.
The Cobb map.
Yeah, I don't know if Sheffield's a Cobb place. I know Chesterfield very much is.
Leicester's very much a Cobb place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, apparently the guys that just left, is it Gem 106, the radio station?
Yeah.
They've just taken over as the radio Virgin Radio presenters.
Yeah.
And apparently there was actually a news article in the Nottingham paper.
Nottingham.
Yesterday.
What are you doing reading Nottingham news?
I saw this because I'm connected with her on LinkedIn and she got tagged in it. And it said, Sam and Amy have been struggling since moving to London because apparently no one knows the word cob there. It's like, yeah. Well, if that's their biggest struggle of moving to a new city, then yeah, they've got a great life.
I agree. So I've got nothing off the back of that. So, that bloody Tory conference is on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the guys at Shock Radio, my former student station and where we used to record this.
Yeah. I had a show there as well for first year.
You did, briefly.
Yeah. Wasn't very good.
He's the new head of news, and he is he's at the Tory conference, even though he's a strong Labour supporter. So he's been giving all the updates on that.
Yeah?
It's interesting.
Oh, right, I thought he was going to follow something up with it. From what I can tell, Boris Johnson's turned into Donald Trump and just sort of fills the air with anything that comes into his
head. I think he's always been quite like that, but I think he's playing up to it even more, because I think he knows that there is... Now that he's seen Trump kind of make the market base, he knows there's an audience there.
Well, so, like... I can't remember who said it now, so this is referencing somewhat. It's a good joke. But, like, everyone... I've heard someone describe... as saying, imagine what it's like when you get... sorry, I can't even talk. I've got something in the back of my throat. Let me just take a drink. there we go. Right, I'm back on top. Imagine what it's like being a Tory and you get the WhatsApp notification saying Boris Johnson's messaged the Tory group chat. Like, he's always been the one that everyone loves, hasn't he? Like, all the Tories love him.
Yeah.
But he drops those jokes in, but it seems like this time he's just started talking and just not planned anything ahead.
There's an awkward video which I saw today of after Theresa May finished her speech, and obviously the cabinet are all sat on the front row, and one of the cabinet members stands up. Like, they all stand up straight away, but he's a bit slower to stand up, and they're all looking at him judging, like, you need to stand up. And it's like, someone said it's like when you're at a family wedding and your mum says you need to stand for the hymns. He's like, just slow, like, oh, do I have to stand? I don't like Theresa.
And there's also the Lee Nelson stunt this morning.
Stunt loosely.
Yeah.
I don't get how he manages to get that close to world leaders.
Well, it's not world. He's only done that one for a world leader, but he's done.
He met Trump before he was president, but he did get close to Trump.
Yeah, and he's done because he did the Kanye West one.
Yeah.
Kanye
West to me is a world leader.
Yeah. He almost got on the England plane in the Euros. And they escorted him off at the last minute, just as he was boarding. What else? There was another one, wasn't there? Was it something to do with Formula One, the other one?
Might have been.
Yeah. Either way, it's not funny. I retweeted something that said... So they're using his actual names. The annoying thing about Simon Brodkin is the amazing setup, research, access, invasion always culminates in a really shit joke. Like, it's really impressive everything he does, but then once it actually plays out.
Yeah, it's a lot of build up for not much.
Yeah, exactly. I've sort of fell out with my bath lately.
Well, what's the source of domestic?
I think I've just got...
Is it washing up? Was it something else?
I don't know. I think we've just drifted apart naturally.
What, are you more of a shower guy now? Just fill your needs?
I think I'm at heart I'm more of a bath guy, but at the moment, very much a shower guy.
I think I'll always be a bath guy. It's just the relaxation. I feel like I'm getting fully clean.
Yeah.
I feel like everything's getting into every nook and cranny.
Yeah.
I just feel more satisfied doing a bath.
I agree. You feel like it's going through your body more, don't you? A deep cleanse. Get rid of all that horrible stuff.
All of the grime inside my body.
Oh, yes. Do you bath every day?
Yeah. Yeah, 6 p.m.
Do you not have a morning shower?
No, I just do my hair in the morning, and if my pits are really stinky, do them. But usually, I'm all right.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it's weird because when I've been working or when I'm at uni, I usually have it in the morning. But when I'm at home in Cheltenham,
yeah,
the evening. Okay, sorry. On Channel 2 right now, Michael Portillo is running in an orange blazer like Rocky through Philadelphia.
I'm putting this one on.
And he's doing punches. And it.
Yes! That's amazing! He's still going! Look at them knees!
He's going on the stairs! Go on, Portillo! Go on, Portillo! Da 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 da. Is that so?
Oh, that's not him. There he is! Oh, he's got such a camp run!
It's so camp, it's brilliant!
What's he doing? What?
That picture got me so much. Oh, that's brilliant. The freeze frame. Who freeze frames in 2017? Michael fucking Portillo does.
What program is it? I didn't even look.
Great American Railway Journeys. It's actually a really good program, but yeah.
Does he run up all the, to get to all the train stations?
No, he just... He does railway journeys. This one's the American series, but he does ones around Europe. And it's actually a really interesting city. It's a show because it's all about like the history of places. And he goes to some cool places. And he wears really bright clothes.
Good.
Sorry, I'm on a high after that Portillo.
Yeah, exactly. You need some heroin or something to sort you out now.
Yeah. Have we got a sponsor this week?
Have we got a sponsor?
Is it going to beat France?
Well, I'll let the public decide.
Because we got sponsored by a whole entire fucking country last week.
Yeah, well, this one's good.
Good?
As all our sponsors are good.
Yeah, I mean, they are, but a country, four.
So this week, we are sponsored by... Rick Astley's new brand new range of fidget spinners, because he's never...
Don't say it. I know what you're going to say.
I don't even have to say it. He's good, isn't he? And he's releasing fidget spinners, doing the mad tricks. What can you... I feel like we're at the forefront of trendy vibes now.
We're at peak Astley. Oh, for fuck's sake, the phone again.
Eamon Holmes, this isn't
Eamon Holmes, it's my actual phone.
Going off all day, bloody people.
He's going to do a racist accent.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, God.
It was no one, it was a ghost.
Oh, I thought you were going to do another racist accent.
Hello.
Oh. Oh.
Hello.
Okay, how do you feel about being sponsored by the forefront of trend, Rick Astley and his fidget spinners?
He's never going to give us up.
Exactly. Much like a good fidget spinner never gives you up either.
I saw Rick Astley live last October. Life changing.
Good.
No stranger to live. Woo! Go. Nabil 16. Shit.
You won't be shit.
Theme tune. And then Michael Portillo put on his pink trousers and all was okay again.
Oh, it always is when he's got his pink ones on.
I've actually been to Atlantic City where he is right now.
Oh, lovely.
I walked along that boardwalk.
Oh, did you go to that cigar shop?
Like the TV show Boardwalk Empire.
Did you go to Peanut World?
I have a confession to make. I actually stayed at the Trump Taj Mahal.
Oh.
It was years ago before he was even considering running for president.
No, it's fine, don't worry.
I funded his campaign.
Yeah, you did, I guess. Fair play to
Sorry.
You. It's alright.
We've got some letters.
Okay, yeah.
Now, every week for the last few weeks, Mark from Romford's been getting in touch. Now he goes by the name of Marcel, who resides in Romford. And he basically wants me and Lee to look after his mum in case he dies.
Bless him.
We've been reading his mother Melanie's diary, and it's all been going off. He says, "Dear Nabil, I might start calling you Ben and Lee from now on, if that's okay."
Oh, bit informal, isn't it?
"I feel we're starting to come much closer, so it only seems right."
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
are you, Lee?
No, I am Lee.
It feels a bit weird to call us Nabil every week.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Come on then, Marcel.
"The same cannot be said for my relationship with my mother, Melanie."
Oh.
"Since I began these communications with you, a rift has certainly opened up."
Oh, God.
"The diary has revealed some information which I wasn't aware of, and I don't think she's been fully honest with me."
Oh?
He's always been a bit of a mother's boy, so I think this is probably, he's struggling with the revelations about Melanie sending slides to the guy in, who is it, PC Daniel in the Falklands. "We've booked our first therapy lesson for next week to try
therapy.
And sort out our differences."
Oh, that's good. I'm glad they're sorting something out.
"It seems there's a great price to pay to have you wonderful gentlemen look after her after I've gone."
Oh, he's a sweet
He's being nice, but yeah, it's... Anyway, here's the next installment of her diary. "Love, Marcel, who resides in Romford. P.S. Right. Loving the show."
Good.
"Dear Melanie's Diary, it's October 2nd, 1969, and we're nearing the end of the swinging 60s. She's quite aware of what's happening, isn't she?
She is. She's very... yeah, she's very aware. Carry on.
"My friend Stephanie has invited me to go into the Big Smoke, or as I like to call it, London.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a party celebrating Radio 1's second anniversary on air, because she knows people."
What sort of people?
I don't know, it just says because she knows people.
Okay.
Because it's the 60s.
Yeah.
"Stephanie can be a bit loose and wild, so I'm nervous that shit might get crazy.
Oh.
I've never done drugs before, and I'm still a virgin."
Okay, that's interesting.
"We got on the tube from Romford Station into the city where the party was happening. We saw so many famous faces, it was actually mad."
Who did they see? Do you think?
"Name any musician that was famous in 1969 and they were probably there."
Albert, what's his name? Humperdinck. What's his name?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
he was probably there.
Do you think he was there? Ray Davies of the Kinks? Oh, that wasn't that funny, actually. That wasn't funny at all. Ringo Starr?
They're probably there.
Ringo Starr?
Well, the next line.
Cilla
I'm
Black.
Going to say the Beatles were there, just because they were still abandoned then.
Yeah.
I mean, they were.
Yeah, they were still abandoned. They wouldn't have been together, probably, because they weren't that happy with each other at this point. I don't think they were touring then. I think they'd stopped touring. Sorry, I'm just giving you my vague knowledge of the Beatles. Carry on.
"But I only had eyes for one man."
One man.
Who is this man?
Is it Ringo Starr?
Tony fucking Blackburn.
Oh, yes.
"He makes me so horny in the morning. The way he says pop-tastic is truly incredible."
Pop-tastic.
Poptastic,
hey. Oh, poptastic.
Salt vinegar crisps. he was surrounded by a group of gaggling girls, but he only had eyes for me, it seemed.
Oh.
It was like the whole world disappeared around us, and it was just, us alone in the room, when in reality there were loads of famouses there. We went back to his flat and had some mad passionate sex just before he put it in for a laugh. He did a version of his first ever line he said on Radio 1. "And welcome to the exciting new sounds of my penis in your vagina."
Oh, I bet that was really funny.
dirty bastard. It was truly magical. And when he left in the morning, he said, "Poptastic."
Yes.
I'm a really big fan of that phrase. I don't think my life will get any better. I peaked at 17.
She's been peaked at 17. Sorry.
I just hope that one day he doesn't write in his biography that he shagged over 1,500 women and take away from our special night. He did do that as well.
Did he?
Yeah, in his autobiography, he brags about shagging over 1,500 women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tony Blackburn, everyone.
Okay. That's another thing for another time, I think. Carry on.
See you tomorrow, diary. Love, Mel. Oh. Kiss, kiss.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
She's had sex with Tony B. Blackburn.
Not only did she have sex, she lost her virginity to Tony Blackburn.
Yeah, that's a fair point, yeah. I mean, not many people have... I don't know, actually. I don't know if a lot of people have lost the virginity to Tony Blackburn. Different times. But, yeah, it's quite impressive. I didn't lose my virginity to Tony Blackburn.
Neither did I.
High five!
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't really know what to say.
I mean, she's obviously... This was maybe the start of her sexual awakening that led her on to so many incredible moments with PC Daniel, Stephen, and so many more.
Creating Mark from Romford.
Yeah, I know. I mean, maybe Tony's the father of Mark. Who knows?
Now that would be good.
Maybe we're going to have a paternity test and find out, because at the moment, the amount of people that Melanie's had some sort of fling with, I'm doubting whether Stephen's Mark's father.
Yeah, well, yeah, for a start, I don't think he could have been born. When was he born?
Mark's born a few years later.
Yes, yeah, so definitely.
Late 70s.
Unless you kept in touch with Tony Blackburn.
I mean, maybe. The thing, there's a lot that it could be. Yeah, the only thing that it seems that Mark and his supposed father, Stephen, have in common at the moment is that they both like to put "from Romford" at the end of their name.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, well, that's interesting. Have you got any more letters for us, Ben?
Yeah, I've got one more letter.
Go on, then.
Dear Nebiel, I work for a fashion magazine in swanky Chelsea.
Oh.
What I want to know is, what's your autumn style?
Wow, who's this from, sorry?
Thanks, Claude from Chelsea.
Claude. Claude.
No second name, just Claude.
Claude.
Could be Claude Van Damme, for all we know.
Oh, that'd be nice. I don't think it Claude Van Damme's from... no, he's from Brussels, isn't he?
Yeah, but he could be writing for a magazine in Chelsea. That could be his new career now.
Could be. I mean, when was the last time you saw Claude Van Damme in a film?
Not for a while. I think he was in The Expendables.
Yeah, and when did that come out?
A few years ago now.
Yeah, exactly. Like 2013, wasn't it? Something like that.
I mean, yeah.
A lot can happen in 4 years.
I mean, you just need to ask Melanie that.
Oh, you do. Anyway, sorry. So, winter... What was the question again? Sorry, winter...
What's your autumn style?
Oh, autumn style, that was it. It's... you see, if this was 4 years ago, I would have said, it's Gundam style. But it's not, so...
Sorry, that was such a delayed laugh. I didn't know what you'd said at first.
Woke man,
Gangnam Style? Hey, sexy lady?
I'm all right, fellas. But now the rights for that have been revoked because of Ed Balls. I don't know. I don't know my autumn style. Like, talking serious, real talk. I tend to wear a lot of sweatshirts that I don't normally wear, I guess. I used to be a knitter jumper guy, but I've stopped wearing as many of them. I've only properly got two of those in circulation now.
I wear a lot of knitted jumpers.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Big fan of the knitted jumper. Yeah. I don't know. I started wearing more shirts and more just standard casual round neck jumpers. But knitted jumper seems to be a strong favourite.
Yeah, I'd say sweatshirt for me. And
okay.
I think I want a new coat. So I don't know where that's going to take me. So I'll update you on that in the future if you want, Claude.
I'm waiting to whack out the sheepskin coat, but it's not quite been cold enough yet.
Yeah, it definitely isn't cold down south, is it? It's like bloody Costa Rica.
Costa del Cheltenham.
Okay, so I hope that answered your question, Claude. I haven't smashed out on the splashed out on the accessories yet, but I've got some gloves and hats that I'm not sure which ones are going to pop out this year. Some autumns I wear scarves, some I don't as well, which is...
You like to wear a hat and gloves, though, because once in January, when we met up to plan this podcast, or maybe it was the start of February, you were wearing a hat, gloves, and a coat, and I think it was even snowing outside. Didn't even recognise you.
Didn't even recognise me because I was covered in snow and bits of...
And a hat and gloves and all that stuff. I was just like, who is that? And then you were like, it's me. I was like, oh, Lee.
It's me. It's Lee.
Who's that? It's Ari
Daddy. Right, so...
Have you got any letters in front of you?
Yeah.
We both check the emails on different days, so we always get different letters.
Yeah, exactly, because there's so many calls through all the time.
NebielPodcast@gmail.com. We get a lot of emails, so don't worry if yours doesn't get on, but there is quite a high chance it might.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep emailing. If you didn't get in one week, you could get in next week.
And if it's funny, we'll definitely read it out.
Exactly. This one is more of an issue that I think has arisen as well in this podcast, so it echoes what they are saying. Hi, fellas.
Yeah.
I enjoy the podcast, but slightly scared that you might not be covering enough ethnic ground and possibly relatively xenophobic. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt by asking you, who are your top five favourite black comedians? Francis from Watford.
I can go straight out. Love Richard Pryor. Love Chris Rock. He's hilarious. Dave Chappelle's fire.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's going to be in mine.
One of the lower down ones that's quite new in America, Ron Funches. I think he's really funny.
Hannibal Buress for me.
Oh, Hannibal Buress is brilliant. Eric Andre. There we go.
Craig Robinson for me.
Oh, yeah. His new show is very funny as well.
I haven't watched that yet.
Recommend.
Let's pick some British ones.
British, I'm struggling, actually.
Reginald D. Hunter. He's not really British, but he might as well be.
Reggie Watts, I like.
Oh, Reggie Watts, yeah. Jeez!
Little follow-up from last week. Still scarred by the Russian man who wanked next to me in the toilets.
Good. I'm glad you're still scarred by that. do you want to... should we just go straight to travelling questions now?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. So, Ben, you've been places.
I have been places.
What are they like?
They're nice. Some warm, some cold. A bit of a mix.
That's like taps.
Yeah. There's like, there's a bit of everything.
Yeah, some hot.
It's almost like they're seasons.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. So question one. That was just a warm-up question to get you in the mood.
Just a warm-up, okay.
Yeah.
Hum.
So, Ben.
Yeah.
Do the French really go around with garlic around their neck?
No, they don't. No. I think that's just when they're trying to get rid of vampires.
Right. Okay. So, but Notre Dame isn't in France, is it?
Hmm.
It's not Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame is.
Not
yeah.
Notre Dame. Sorry. Transylvania.
Transylvania is in the Romania.
Transylvania. Yeah, so that's irrelevant. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Is question two. Is Hungry Hippos the board game?
Yeah.
Is it based on real life?
Hippos are hungry, but they don't tend to eat neon balls.
Really fast. With people at the back of them.
Like opening and shutting their jaws.
Yeah,
no.
That's a bit upsetting. Okay.
It's a shame. That's all I can
say. Yeah.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Question three. This one comes from the fellas on the forums.
Fellas on the forum. We had a falling out last week, but if they ask something nice, we'll be back on the right track.
Okay, well, the fellas on the forums, they said that, is it true that you ran a cruise where all the passengers could bet on illegal cockfights because of pirate law on the seas?
No, I don't think that's true. I think that was actually Steve Wright that did that. He was just trying to get content for the big show.
Steve Wright.
In the afternoon.
Are you sure it wasn't Mark Wright?
I mean, it probably fit.
What about Ian Wright?
Better. Ian Wright.
Yeah, was it Ian Wright?
Ian Wright, yeah.
Yeah, it was Ian Wright. So, would you tell me more about these illegal cockfights that happened? You was there, though, wasn't you?
Well, I don't think I would. I've never seen a cockfight. Just my own cockfight a vagina.
Fighting it. Getting spat out. So, that was vile. Why did I say that? Well, this is not what... So, they're saying that you actually ran it, but you was there, because there's photos of you.
Of me?
Yeah, Ian Wright's there as well. on the cruise ship. It goes...
Is this Ian Wright when he was doing Absolute Radio, or Ian Wright when he was doing... just your standard TV punditry. Or what Steve Wright, Ian Wright when he was still a football player.
I'm not sure. I'll get back to you on that. He was there. You was there. To give it a bit of a time stamp, Cilla Black was there as well. And there was cockfighting going on these cruises.
Cockfighting?
Cockfighting.
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 Okay.
And they got a lot of people got locked up for it.
Okay.
So you've got no memory of this at all?
No, and I usually have quite a good memory, and I'm really struggling with this.
Well, I've seen actual photos of you there.
Of me?
Yeah, you.
I mean, I don't think I did it, but maybe.
Maybe. Okay, maybe. That's good enough. I'll tell the fellas on the forums.
Tell them to stop spreading shit about me.
They're not. This is true. This is actual evidence, because they're bringing... Eventually, you're going to get a big court order slapped on your head with all the evidence that they need to put you away.
Put me away? Where?
Prison, boyo! Prison!
Oh, I don't want to go to prison.
Why? 3 meals a day and regular sex. Beautiful.
Regular sex. Okay. I mean, yeah.
That's what prison is, my friend.
3 meals a day and regular sex.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be consensual.
Not be consensual.
I'm talking about the meals.
That's where the issue comes in.
No, I'm talking about the meals. But you've got to eat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not a big fan of porridge, and that might be an issue.
This has been number 16, isn't it? Is it? Yeah, 16.
16. Hey, hey. We're getting through them.
Smashing them out. No messing.
So, we've learnt a lot today, as always.
We've learnt a lot. We've learnt Ben is more racist than we thought.
No, I'm not.
What else have we learnt?
We've learnt...
I'm an excellent chef.
Yeah. We had quite a long intro, so there's a lot to take away from that.
Yeah, exactly. We learnt a bit more about Melanie. That was just nice times, isn't it?
It was a nice... Yeah, this is a nice one. We were happy today. Exactly. I think last week we were a bit on a weird mood, but this week we're a lot happier.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, we'll just go, shall we?
Yeah. Bye.